Tanakhwad, one price we learned, love of the girl of a girl chatzoin. You are allowed to, like she says, the mak the stay achuza. You're allowed to borrow money and redeem it, or redeem it back halfway. But Tanya, if another price says, no, ain't a love, you're not allowed to borrow money to redeem back, even back a Sunday you're a makfish. For a girl of a girl chatzoin. Not like we just said before in Reb Shimon. And not like our Mishnah. So Mora says, Lekash, there's no stira. Or Rabbon of Reb Shimon and Echanami. Our Mishnah goes to do with this way Rashi learns. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. The dash to the time of the crow. Therefore, whenever the Torah is machmer upon you, it is for to say, but another way we'll make all. So the Hegdish that will machmer after you lose it, therefore we'll make all to say it's easier to redeem it back. But the Rabbanan swore is the opposite. That if we see the Torah was machmer upon you in one plot, that's a swore to say the Torah is machmer upon another plot also. That the Torah was machmer by Hegdish to say that if you abaktish it and you do not redeem it back by Yovel, that you lose it. So then it's a swore to say that even before Yovel, if you want to redeem it, you cannot redeem it by Chatzoyim, or you cannot be lover. The swore, since according to the Rabbanan, the swore is, since the Rabbanan were machmer in one plot, the Torah was machm in one prat, who had in the Torah should be machm in the other prat in also. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding what Lamar Aleph and Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha-moicher bayis bevoti orichoyme. If somebody sells his house, even the house of the stay achuz is something that he owns a yashim from his father, but if he sells it in the city, it has a chayim around it, it has a new aloha, it's not like the regular stachuza. But this has a aloha that ha reza girl miyad. If you sell it, so you have a right to buy it back right away. And see, in the Gemara means at least 2 days later. But throughout the first year, you have a right to buy it back. And therefore, the Mishnah says, v'goyol shnei kol shnei mosa chodesh. So the whole first 12 months, you have a aloha, you have a right to redeem it back. And here Rashi says, in Chiddush Shiru, like a regular stay achuzah, you have to first wait 2 years until you could buy it back. Here the locher is Adarav, you have the right to buy it back right away, but neither geese of a locher by Orei Chaymer is, if you do not redeem it, buy it back within the first year, then you lose it. Once 12 months pass by, then it's chalut into the lokeach, and it's like a stay achuzah to him. So now, the mission is like this, Hareza kimin ribis, v'yena ribis. It's a little bit like ribis, but not really ribis. Because if you sold your field, and then let's say you took money for the field, and then six months later you give back the field. So really it looks a little bit like it was a loan. That money you held on to for 6 months is like you loaned the money. And in between, the person that bought your field was eating the peiros. It's a little bit like he's eating the peiros, he's having like interest from the money that he lent you. So it looks like ribis, the Mishnah says, but it's not really ribis. Rashi says, "Kishematzal leMoisov v'Tzech Shana," like when the Moicher returns the money back to the Lakeach to buy it back, and v'yainz the Menachel Eklum, the Lakeach does not deduct anything, but he gets back his complete money. So Lux now comes out as if the Lakeach was using the field for a reward, the fact that he let the Moicher hold on to the money for this year. So it looks like ribis, but really it's not ribis. Like Rashi says, ribis le mikrila de alvo floe de mecher. Here it wasn't a real loan. Here the pshat is you bought the field. So even though he gave you the money, but he gave it to Batorah Samechira. So if it's not called ribis de iraisa, so therefore it's muta midiraisa. But midirabonim though would have been asa, but here the Torah says it's muta. So it's called a reza kimin ribis v'yena ribis. Now, what's going to be the Mishnah says, Meis HaMoicher. Let's say the Moicher dies throughout his first year. So, Lachar is Yugo Benoi. His son has a right to redeem it back. As long as 12 months did not pass by, he has a right to redeem it back. What's going to be late, Meis HaLakech, the one that bought it, he died. So, Yugo Miyad Benoi, then the original Moicher has a right still to buy it back during that first year, even from the Yerush, from the son of Lakech. Now the Mishnah says, Ein Moinin Shono Hele Misho Shemochar. We only count this year now, Ein Moinin Shono Hele Misho Shemochar, the time that you sold it. Rashi's Gersar is, Ein Moinin Hele Misho Shenimka, when it was sold. So Rashi says in case like this, let's say Shemochar Reuven LeShimon Ben Nissen. Reuven that owned the field originally, sold it to his friend Shimon and Nissen. Now, the Shimon the Levi beer, a month later, Shimon, the first Lakeach, sold it to a second one, to Levi. Now the Chiddush is Kivin Shegiya Nisan Abo, when it comes to the end of next Nisan, means to fully finish the first year, or it comes in the beginning of the next Nisan. That means when Reuben first sold it to Shimon, a complete year passed by, that's it, it's Nechlap. Reuben cannot redeem it back anymore. And we do not say, listen, since Shimon sold it to Levi in Eir, so maybe the year for that second sale is up in Eir, and the first person could buy it back from Levi up until Eir. No, that since Reuben sold it to Shimon, and he sold it to him in Nisan, that's it. 12 months later from that first sale, that's when Reuben loses his chusim. He can't redeem it back anymore, it's Nechlat. How do we know this? Shinama, the Mishnah says, it says, Ad Malois Loi Shana. Ad Malois Loi means to him, he's the first one that sold it. After you sold it, your sale of a year passed by, that's it, you cannot redeem it back anymore. Now, when the Pasuk ends off and says, Kishuay Mitzvima, it says, Ad Malois Loi Shana Tzvima. What do we dash from the word Tzvima, complete year? It means to include, L'Hava Yefchadish Iber. Let's say it was an Iber year, it had 13 months to the year, two Adas. So lachar is, you include 13 months, a complete year. That's a Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yemino, Rabbi Yagana says, no, you did not give him 13 months. But Rabbi Dashan, from the word Tamima rather, Rabbi Yemelitin lo shana vibura. You give it its year with its extra few days, meaning to say 365 days, the amount of days there are in the Kamma. In other words, the sun year is 11 days more than the moon year. So every single year we give it the 11 days more of the moon year, meaning to say you give it 365 days. In other words, whether this year is a Shnas Muberes or not, even though really it is 13 months, he doesn't know from that. He told you only give you exactly 365 days. That's called Tamina. Rashi says, Bein Bishan of Shuto, Bein Bishan of Muberes, Noistin La Shnas Levono. We give them the years of a moon year, but the yomim she yisayrim b'shnas chamal shnas levana, which is 11 days. Now, higia, what's going to be yom shnei masa chaydish lenigala? It comes the end of exactly 12 months, and the first owner Reuven did not buy it back. The lachar is ahoysa chaluta loy. It becomes finished like it's cholot now. It belongs to the one that bought it. It belongs to the Shimon now. And it's no more considered a steachuza of Reuven, but now it goes over to consider like a steachuza of Shimon. The echad alakeach, whether you buy the field, the echad nitlah matana, whether it's given to you for matana. If somebody gives it to you for matana, in the ear, sheyesh b'chaymen has the same malachis, that if he wants to be girl to redeem it back throughout the first year, he has a right to, and if not, that's it, it's cholot loy. Shnevet Apostle says, Latzmisus. The Gemara says, really, the Kur just said, Latzmis. It says, Latzmisus, mashma, not only a mecher, but even a matana also. Matana is also included, that if he gives you a matana, an ear, sheesh b'chayma, that throughout the first year, he has a right to redeem it back. And if he does not redeem it back within the first year, then it's chalutin to the mekabel of the matana. Now the Gemara says, Mas nisin the loike Rebbe, our Mishnah Lechur is not like Rebbe. Rashi says, that the Mishnah says, I raise a girl miyad, you can redeem it right away, to mashmi even a filo boi b'yam shmi, the same day you sold it. If you sold it in the morning, and that afternoon you could redeem it back. So that's not like Rebbe. Our Mishnah says that Amoicha Bayis Abati Yerachayma raise a girl Miyad. Miyad is Mashma right away the same day. So it's not like Rebbe Shita, because the Tanya would learn like this. Rebbe Yomer Rebbe says Yomim. It says Lachav Yomim Tia Gulosai, and he dashins and Yomim Pachos Mishnayim can't be less than 2 days. Meaning that the Lakeach has to own it for at least 2 days. After 2 days goes by, then the Moicha can redeem it back. The Gemara of Rabbanim Hayomim Hayavdilei, the Rabbanim from our Mishnah as Mashmi could redeem it back Miyad right away. Either Pasuk says Yomim as Mashmi for at least 2 days. See, he also know with Rabbanim Old Miboylei Miyom LeYom. Mishnah tell us that you count a complete full year. You need a complete 12 months Miyom LeYom. Rashi says Shemachra Biyechad Benisin is a Meinin Shon LeMinya. We don't say wait till the end of the year, till Tishrei, to Rosh Hashanah of the year. But you need a complete year from day to day. That's the word yamim. Yamim means it's a complete year from day to day. But enochnami, if you want to redeem it back the same day you sold it, you have a right to. So Mara's question now, so the Rebbe, miyom liyomim minolei, how did he know this Rosh to say it's a complete year and not at the end of Rosh Hashanah? So he says, Nafkola Rebbe learns out this Rosh from another pasuk that says, Mi'ad toim shenas mimkaroi, till the end of the year, toim shenas mashpatz, a full year, Rosh Hashanah mimkaroi, for loisha minyan olam, you don't count the year when the year is up of Rosh Hashanah, but you count the year when the year is up of mimkaroi from your sale. So that's how Rebbe knows this. And therefore the word miyomim is extra to teach us it has to stay by the lekech for these 2 days. Rabbanan Sumar says now, Rabbanan, what do they do with this? The Rashi says, Rabbanan, Enoch and Ami, Tehi Vadim Boy Lelohochi. They also agree that at time you learn out miyomim liyomim. So what do Rabbanan do with the word miyomim then? How could they say you could redeem it back miyad? The Pasuk says, Yomim, which is mashma 2 days. Samura says, no, Rabban, let me boy lay, shnaf mimkori shaloi, voloi shnaf shominyan oilam. True. They learn now, fanad, toim shnaf mimkori, this first Russia. True. That shnaf mimkori, you go boss a full year from your sale, and not the year of Rosh Hashanah. But the yomim, what do they do with the word the yomim? That mi boy lay, they need it for, let me ace lace, that's a chiddish. That you have to wait exactly complete year miyes liyes. Meaning to say, if you sold it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan 12 o'clock in the afternoon, so next year when it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you can still redeem it back until 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a complete hour to hour business, not only day to day, but even hour to hour. That's what we dash from the word yomim. That's what the Rabbanim do with the word yomim. Not that you can't redeem it until 2 days, but other Rabbi yomim means the year is up by a complete year, hour to hour. The more explained, of course, di miyad toim shenasim koroi, just from the words of ad toim shenasim koroi, havim in I would have thought to say, miyom liyom in, true, you have to wait a complete year, day to day, Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh, but maybe meis liyes loy, you don't have to wait the exact hour. Means if you sold it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan 12 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe next year when it comes the night of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's it, the year is up. You don't need another few hours until 12 o'clock. It's Kosar Rachmana, therefore, according to Rabbanan, the Torah writes an extra word, Yomim, it says an extra word, Yom, teach us, yes, that has to be Mamish, Meyes Liyes, hour to hour. For Rebbe, the Gemara asks the question, if so, the Rebbe uses the word Yom to teach us, yes, stay by the Keach for at least 2 days. Is so, Rebbe, Meyes Liyes, we know, how did he know this? He saw it in Meyes Liyes. So, where it says true, Nafkli, he learned it out. Me tamima, he learns it out from the word tamima. He learns it out from shana tamima means a complete year. Meyes liyes also. For Rabbanan, the Gemara says no. Umi boyilei liiburei. That tamima means that let's say there's an ibriyor. The year has 2 adars, so both adars, 13 months, are included. That's what we do with the word tamima. But we do not know meyes liyes only from the word yomim. For the Gemara of a Rebbe, the Chumash also learn out iburei. Why doesn't he use the word tamima fi burai, and then she used the word yom nefil meis leis? For Rabbi Nami ha miburna li burai, and according to Rabbi, he should need the word tamima fi burai, so we should need the word yom to teach us meis leis. So Mura says, no, hachi nami, mi yom li yom meis leis, mi yad toim shnafim karinafka. Talk it true. From the word tamima, he learns out a complete year, even with the extra month, even with the burai. But how does Rebbe know to say Mi'es Li'es? He learned out both drushes of Mi'yom Li'yom Mi'es Li'es from the word of Atoim Shnasim Korinavka. Toim Shnas means a complete year. Complete means not only day to day, but also hour to hour. So if according to Rebbe, the word Yomim is extra, see, Dashers from the word Yomim, meaning to say the sale has to be for at least 2 days. And not like our Mishnah, that the Moichah cannot redeem it back the first 2 days. That's the Machloikis. What do we do with the word Yomim? Then the Mishnah says, HaRezek Min Ribis, that the type of a sale, when you sell a house of a Bati Yorichayma, it's like Ribis, but it's really not Ribis. And Rashi explained, because it's only a Mecher, it's not a Halvor. Tomorrow says, I thought Tanya learned in a brayis that Reizu Ribbis Gemurah. No, the Mikra did. This is a case of Mamish and Issa of Ribbis Gemurah, real Ribbis. Just Ella Shatur Ritirasa. Here it's a special halacha. The Torah says you're allowed to buy back your Soda of the Bati Orechaina. So even though the Maisa should be in Issa Ribbis, here the Torah said it's Mutah. But not for a special after our Torah with the brayis of Mashman, there would be an Issa Ribbis, even though it's Bemecher. You see, Bemecher also is an Issa Ribbis Midiraisa. So Gemarin says, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Lakash, there's no stira, I'll tell you here. I'll end to you, Ho Rabbi Yehuda Barabonin, that the brayis that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that knows that Sadech HaBaribis is also, and the Mishnah whole goes according to Rabbanan Shita, that Sadech HaBaribis is Mutah. The Tanya will learn like this. Let's say you borrowed $100 from somebody. You owe somebody $100. And you gave him your field for a mashkin, like a mecher, as if he's selling him the field and telling him, if I do not pay you back the money, you could hold on to the field. So it's like this. If the mecher, the one that gave the field, eats the peris, muta, there's no ribbis involved. That's it, lekeach. The one that's taking the field right now, he eats the peris. So that's also. Why? Because it's mechsei keribis. Because lemaisa, are the tzad to say that he pays you up, so then you have to give back the field. So how did you have a right to eat the peris? Elamai, the peris you went to the peris ribis. So therefore it's also. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even when Lakech eats the Paris, still mutter. Still it's mutter. So if I care what I said though. So if Yehuda is the one that's Mekel, he's the one that says that Sarech Baribis is mutter. So our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Brisa goes according to Rabbanan. Rashi explains like this. Mas Nitzna tell you is Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomar Sarech Baribis is mutter. The Ribis Haboi de Mecher. Ribbis that comes through a sale is called Sadech. It's only called one way. There's like two sides here. One side may be Ribbis, one side will not be. But Shem Diyem Bola de Ribbis Mishnei Tzadin. Why? Because Shem Lo Yegalenu, if you did not redeem the field back, but rather Batechlet Lo, you let the person keep the field for the payment of the loan, hey, then there's no Ribbis. That was the payment back. Aval halvot by Mashen Kane, the sad ribbis is, on the side you do pay him back the money later. And then you get the field back. So then it's considered the Paris that he had in between was like ribbis. So by Necher, it depends what's going to happen later, whether there'll be ribbis or not. So that's the machlekes, and that's called ribbis or not. Aval halvot, when I lent you money, vadebol de ribbis. Shen nechletes lelem, you never keep it, you always have to return it back. So Rashi explains, Vyosla Sadamecha means, Shemaskin loisadeyu aloisimona. You make a mashkin, you lend him your field. The cost of loan, you write like this, that if I don't give you back the money, within 3 years you have a right to keep the field. So therefore, the much, Shemaychoch Paris is no problem. The Kaychoch Paris also, why Rashi says, because the Tzad, Shem Igolenu, maybe at the end you will redeem the field back and you pay back the money. But take the middle of 3 years. So it comes out that all the crops that Lakech ate in between was the Teres Ribis. So that's the Rabbanan Shita that Tzadech Ribis is also. That's the Sbraisa. And the Mishnah that says, no, it's Muta, that goes according to Abhuda, that by Mecha, it's always called Tzadech Ribis, that's always Muta. I think what it says, Amr Abhuda says that Maisa once happened this case, Bebisus Ben Zoinin, that Shosa Sadeu Mecha, the same thing, that he lent money from somebody, and then he gave him his field, and he told the person, like, if I don't pay back within 3 years, you could keep the field. So Zosa Sadeya Mecher, Apir of Loza Ben Azariah, according to Loza Ben Azariah, and the case there was, V'lokei Chaycho Peres, Tatsadurai Trab Yudah, Tatsadecha Beribis Usmuta, that even though the Lokei ate the Peres in between, even though it's possible that the Mecher will give back the money, they don't take back his field. So it comes out Lakech like Had Hanor from the Paris in between. But since it's only Sarech Ribis, I Dei Mecher, therefore it's Mutter. So it's the Riot from Yudah. So Morris says, Amrulay, the Chum said back, no, Mishomrei, is there any proof from over there? They said the story was just the opposite. That the story was, Meicher, Oicher, Perisoy, the other case was, the Meicher at the Peris, full of the Kayach. And therefore, there's no proof that Tzarech Abribis, it could be Tzarech Abribis is also. And it was not the Lakayach that's eating, but rather the Meicher, sin for sure, is not taking any interest. Smur says, my Bunayu, what's the difference between the Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, and between the Chachamim? The Machlokes is, Tzadech HaBribis Hika B'nayu. Hika B'nayu, that's the difference. Tanakam is Sova, Tzadech HaBribis is also. That's the Chom Shita, Tzadech HaBribis is also. Therefore, if you give your field for a Mashkin, even though it's possible that you let it stay by him, and then it won't come with their ribis. But since it's possible you may redeem it back and give him money, then it would come out that Paris Lakeched in between look like ribis, so that's also. If you deserve a note, Tzadech HaBribis is Mutter. Since it's not for sure going to be ribis, it's possible when you give him your field for the Mashkin, he may keep the field forever. You may never pay him back. And therefore, it's no ribis. But since it's a Tzadech on only one side, and it's Derech Mecher, therefore, Yud holds it's Mutter.